Okay. I was watching and listening while the middle school students read and acted out our scripture for us. Did you see it? I'm starting to think the kingdom of heaven is unfair. Did you see it? In case you missed it, I'm gonna tell it to you again. Maeve was up there. She was being the storyteller, right? You saw that? She was telling a story that Jesus told a long, long time ago. And Jesus used to tell these stories called parables. A parable is meant to show us a vision or an idea that Jesus has about how the world could be, how God wants the world to be, what the kingdom of heaven is like. And this parable was about a landowner who owned a vineyard where you grow grapes. And did you see Julia and Emily? They were the first ones out here. Let's imagine what their day was like. They were up early in the morning, like 6 a.m. They were up and they were working all day long, all day in the hot sun. And where Jesus lived in the Middle East, the vineyards were kind of up on hills and the ground is really rocky. So I wonder if the first work they had to do that day was go out and lift big stones to get them out of the way and put them to the side. Have you ever done work like that all day, lifting something really heavy, putting it to the side? And they worked and worked, and for 3 hours, they moved stones and did this heavy work until some other workers showed up. And maybe they were already done kind of with the biggest, heaviest stones, and then these other workers show up, and it's kind of like, have you ever done this? Like you're doing the dishes, and you're just putting the last few dishes in the dishwasher, and somebody in your family walks in and says, can I help you? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah, but they say, okay, come on, and you can join in the work. Maybe they show them what they've been doing, and they keep working. Around noon, imagine the sun is starting to beat down on them. It's high in the sky. They're sweating. And they take a break for lunch. But by the time they get back to work, there's more workers who are there. A little late to the game, but okay. And then 3 p.m., there's even more newbies who are there, and they're not even a bit sweaty. It's like they haven't been doing anything all day, these new people who've just shown up. And out here, Julia and Emily have been working in the hot sun. Their muscles are starting to ache. They're starting to feel kind of sore. And now, by now, maybe they're plowing and planting seeds. And the heat is scorching. They're working so hard. But they know, if we can just make it to the end of the day, if we can just keep working hard to the end of the day, we're going to get a full day's wage. And that day's wage is everything they need to live for that day. They'll be able to buy food for them and for their families. They'll be able to afford a roof over their heads and clothes on their back. So they say, we can hang in there. Let's keep working. And then at 5 p.m., that's the very end of the day. There's only like 1 hour left to work. 5 p.m., here come waltzing in some new workers. And at 5 p.m., what is there even left to do? Maybe finish a couple of tasks, put the tools away, clean up your work. But, you know, these workers who've been there all day, they're like, okay, fine, take this, put it away. Why even bother? And then they all get paid the same. They get paid the same amount. They've been working all day in the sun, and they get paid the same amount as the people who came in and worked for an hour. I say that is unfair. I would feel angry and cheated. I would feel like I deserved more than everyone else. We've done all the work. How is this like the kingdom of heaven? And when the landowner asks, are you envious because I am generous? I'd say, yes, I am, in fact. I'm very envious because you're being generous. So I had to take a minute, take a deep breath, think about why I was angry. And then I did this. I put myself in the shoes of Connor and Kai. Did you notice them? They were at the very end of the day, the very last hired. Where were they all day? I wondered. In the parable, the workers hired at the end of the day are still there because nobody has hired them. And that word, translated in our reading as idle, why have you been here idle all day, is really closer in the original Greek. Remember, this story was originally written in Greek. It's closer to unemployed. So you could say, why are you standing here unemployed or without work all day? So presumably they've not been sleeping, they've not been playing, they've not been scheming, but they've been waiting. Waiting all day at the marketplace. So let's imagine that. What was the marketplace like? The marketplace in Jesus' time was like an open public area. So imagine a big, wide city street. And people gathered there. And let's put ourselves back at 6 a.m. in the beginning of the day. There are merchants setting up their stands, putting out their produce, household goods, things they're going to sell. There are animals around, some to be bought and sold, or some that are like pulling carts or carrying things. You can smell the animal smells and fish from the fishmonger's stand. But you can also smell spices and perfumes, things to be sold. And things are just getting started for the day. And all the people who don't have their own businesses, who don't have work already lined up, are gathering. And they're hoping that someone will come and hire them for the day. And if they work all day long, they know they will just barely have what they need for the day. So let's put ourselves in their shoes. If we get hired, so let's put ourselves in their shoes. If we get hired, and if we work all day, we'll be able to earn what we need to live. Now, right away, landowners come, and some of the workers are hired and go, but not us. We're not hired at 6 a.m. We wait. And now the marketplace is beginning to fill with customers. It's getting a little bit more crowded and bustling, but we're still hoping. At 9 a.m., a landowner comes back and looks among the workers, and some people are hired, but not us. So we wait. Maybe now we approach some merchants. We go around the market. We're saying, are there any odd jobs that we could do, anything to earn a little bit of money? But there's no work for us. So we wait. And at noon, the sun is getting hot. Our tummies start to grumble for some lunch. We can smell some fresh baked bread at a stand over there. We really want to eat, but we better not. If we don't earn any money today, we won't have anything for dinner for our family. So we wait. At 3 p.m., that same scorching heat that they were feeling in the vineyard, that same heat is on us in the marketplace. And it's starting to make the marketplace feel stuffy and kind of stifling. We want some fresh air. We kind of want to get out of the marketplace, but we better not. If we're going to be hired, we've got to be here in the marketplace for somebody to find us. Maybe we start to go around again to see if maybe we can just work for our lunch. Can we move some boxes around, unpack some things for somebody so that we can just have a little bit of something to eat? But there's no work for us. Nobody will hire us. We're starting to feel kind of desperate and defeated. At 5 p.m., we're still waiting. Because what other option do we even have? And a landowner comes back. And we've seen this one in the market a few times, but there have been so many other people looking for work, and we've been looked over every time. But he comes up to us, and he asks us why we've been unemployed all day, and our hearts start to beat a little bit faster, and we say, well, nobody's hired us. We haven't had any work. You know, maybe he's going to help us out. And he sends us into the vineyard for work. We go right away, gladly. We're so glad to have something to do. There's not much left in the day. But maybe we could earn a little something. Maybe we can get one piece of bread that we'll be able to take back and share with our families. And we jump right in there. The other workers we see, they're sweaty, they're worn out. So we jump in and say, what can we do? What can I put away? What can I help with? and we work that last hour. And when the manager comes, we're asked to go to the front of the line. Now, this is weird, us being asked to go to the front of the line, because we've been hired late in the day before. Never this late, never at 5 p.m., but we've been hired after lunch. And the ones hired after lunch are always asked to go to the back of the line, because you'll just get kind of paid whatever's left over. After the real workers have gotten all of their pay, we'll just get what's ever left over. But we've been asked to go to the front of the line today. And the manager shakes our hand and hands us our wage, and we look. It is a full day's worth of pay. We think maybe there's been a mistake, so we ask and we say, no, I just got here. But they say, no, that full day's worth of pay is for you. This is more than we could have ever hoped for. This doesn't seem fair. We haven't worked the whole day. We don't deserve this much. Now that unfairness feels different, right? The kingdom of heaven is unfair, and thank God it's not fair. It's radically unfair. It's generous. And we have a word for that. It's called grace. It's what author Philip Yancey calls the scandal of grace, because it makes us kind of squirm. It makes us uncomfortable. We haven't deserved this. It feels scandalous because it's not how the world works, and we know that. This doesn't make good business sense. In the world, time is money and fair is fair. But remember, since the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, which we've been studying since December, we've seen over and over that with Jesus, we don't get what we were expecting. And here Jesus is saying, in the kingdom of heaven, it won't be like we're expecting. Though the world might convince you otherwise, what you see and know might try to tell you otherwise, Jesus insists, your worth is not determined by your productivity. Your worth is not determined by what you do. Your worth is inherent. That means you are important. You are valuable. You are loved just because you're you. You are a child of God. You are worth everything. In the name of the God who says so, amen.